أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2024. Today, being the 15th day of the blessed month of Ramadan, we're at that halfway point of this blessed month. And today, as we continue in our series, we turn our focus to yet another verse of the Noble Quran about Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And so when we look at chapter 76, Surah Al-Insan, also known as Surah Al-Dahr, verse number 8, Allah says the following, "They give food, however great be their need for it, with pleasure to the destitute and to the orphan and to the captive." Now today, as we're celebrating the birth of our second Imam, Imam Hassan ibn Ali, peace be upon them both, the first son of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon them, I wanted to dedicate this first portion to speaking briefly about his birth and life before we get to the verse for today and its relevance to both Imam Ali and his son Imam Hassan, peace be upon them both. Imam Hassan ibn Ali, peace be upon them, revered as the second Imam in our beautiful faith of Islam, holds a cherished place in the hearts of believers as a paragon of virtue, wisdom, and compassion. Born on the 15th of Ramadan in the third year, after the migration in the city of Medina, Imam Hassan was the first son of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib and Lady Fatima bint Muhammad, the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad. May Allah bless him and his family, and may Allah bless his entire immaculate progeny. From his very birth, Imam Hassan was surrounded by divine blessings and the love of his illustrious family. Raised in the esteemed household of his grandfather, the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and under the guidance of his father, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his mother, Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her, Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, imbibed the teachings of Islam and the noble character traits of this religion from a very young age. Imam Hassan's early years were marked by displays of wisdom, compassion, and piety that belied his tender age. The beautiful example of him seeing his beloved mother in the prayer niche at home, making supplication for the inhabitants of Medina and not praying for her family startled the young Hassan. He would go on to ask his mother why she remembered everyone in the city but did not pray for her own family, to which she would teach him the important lesson by saying, "Oh my dear son, think of your neighbors first and then your own family. Ajar thumma dar." His love for going to the masjid at a tender young age and hearing his grandfather, the Prophet, deliver sermon after sermon, and then he would run home to tell his mother what he heard. It brings a tear to the eye when we reflect on that strong mother-son relationship that they had. Now, as Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, grew into adolescence, his exemplary conduct continued to shine brightly. He was known for his humility, patience, and generosity, traits that endeared him to the hearts of the people and garnered widespread respect and reverence. Later in life, he would be seen dividing his entire estate into two and giving one half away in charity. And he would do this not once, but at least twice in his life. He would make his way for the pilgrimage to Mecca from Medina, but not as most people would do on camel or horseback. He would make the 500-kilometer trip walking on his bare feet. He wanted to express his utter humility and humbleness in the presence of Allah. And for that reason, he would walk toward the Hajj, to the house of Allah. Now, despite the fact that his mother was taken from him when he was a young boy of around 10 years old, when she was attacked and martyred, following that vicious and brutal attack on her house, Imam Hassan alayhi salam's devotion to his family was unwavering, particularly to his beloved mother, Fatima Zahra, whom he cherished dearly for the short time that he had around her. He remained a pillar of strength and support to her, providing solace and comfort during the times of hardship and adversity, even in those last moments before her own tragic martyrdom. Many years later, upon the martyrdom of his father, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in Masjid of Kufa, Imam Hassan alayhi salam would assume the mantle of leadership as a second Imam of the community and the leader of the Ummah. Now, one of the most significant events in Imam Hassan's life was his need to bring about peace and protect Islam during the tumultuous period of the Umayyad Caliphate, led by none other than Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan, a vicious man known for his deceit and trickery and hatred for Islam. Imam Hassan alayhi salam realized he had no other choice but to make a peace treaty with such a man, And so he entered into that historic agreement with this man who had no love for religion. Now this treaty, while often misunderstood and misrepresented, was a testament to Imam Hassan's unwavering commitment to the preservation of the religion of his grandfather. Despite facing criticism and betrayal from some quarters, Imam Hassan did exactly as Allah had expected him to do, and in no way can ever be seen as submitting to the enemy or being coward. In fact, the peace treaty of Imam Hassan and the stand of his brother Imam Hussein are just two faces of the same coin, both imams fulfilling their responsibilities of their imamate during their own unique circumstances. Imam Hassan's life serves as a beacon of guidance for believers, illustrating the importance of strong family ties, wisdom, patience, and compassion in the face of adversity. His legacy continues to inspire countless generations of Muslims, reminding them of the timeless values and principles exemplified by the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them. Through his exemplary life and noble deeds, Imam Hassan ibn Ali remains a cherished symbol of piety, patience, righteousness, and devotion in the hearts of believers around the world. Now, moving to the verse for today, I want to share with you a profound story that exemplifies the virtues of sacrifice, devotion, and the profound love within the family of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. It's a narration which has come to us from Ibn Abbas, and it's one that sheds light on the selflessness of Imam Ali, Lady Fatima, their maid servant Fidda, and their noble children Imam Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon all of these noble personalities. Now imagine this scene, if you may. Hassan and Hussein, the beloved grandsons of the Prophet Muhammad, fall ill, prompting the Prophet and his companions to go and visit them. Sensing their concern, the Prophet advises Imam Ali to make an oath to Allah for the recovery of their children. Thus, Ali and Fatima and their servant Fidda, they pledge to fast for 3 days upon the children's recovery. The children soon recover, and despite the family's limited provisions, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, with his meager barley, divides it into 3 portions, and Fatima alayhi salam bakes bread to break their fast every day as a part of their pledge to God. However, each day of their fast presents a test of their generosity. On the first day, a beggar appears, and the family selflessly gives away their portion of bread, whatever they had. The same happens on the second day when an orphan arrives, and on the third day when a war captive comes seeking food. And once again, the family sacrifices their own meal, all that they had. Moved by their selflessness, the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, accompanies Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his sons to their home. Witnessing their severe hunger, the Prophet is deeply troubled. And at that moment, Angel Jibra'il descends, revealing a chapter of the Quran, the one that we are reviewing today, Surah Al-Insan, praising their family's sacrifice and sending blessings upon them from Allah. Now this heartwarming narrative, found in various sources, including the multi-volume work Al-Ghadir, it underscores the selfless devotion and profound love within the family of Ali, peace be upon him. It's a story that transcends sectarian boundaries, cherished by both Sunni and Shia scholars, for its timeless message of sacrifice, of compassion, and the enduring legacy of Imam Ali, Lady Fatima, Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them, and obviously Lady Fidda. In conclusion for today, brothers and sisters, let's reflect on the profound lessons embedded in this narrative. Lessons of selflessness, compassion, and unwavering faith. And may we draw inspiration from the noble example set by Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his loving family. Now, although the name of Imam Ali is not directly mentioned in the Quran, nor in the verse we are reviewing today, nor in chapter 76, which was revealed exclusively in honor and praise of the Ahlul Bayt, that's where the hadith come into play. Given that the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, given that they are the rightful interpreters of the Quran, we must go to their door of guidance to see how they explain the verses of the Quran. And in looking at the verse under review for today, we come across the following narration, which adds clarity to this verse and this story that we've just narrated. And it states the following, that Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, has narrated that this verse was revealed concerning Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, and Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her. They woke up in the morning with 3 loaves of bread, which they gave to a poor person, an orphan, and a captive, and they slept hungry. So it was revealed about them. With that said, let us now come to some practical tips from the topic of today for our Ramadan reflections, as well as a closing reflection and a final thought to end this 15th day of the month of Ramadan. Lesson number one is a lesson in selflessness. The story of revelation of this chapter illustrates the remarkable selflessness of Imam Ali, Lady Fatima, and their family, who prioritized the needs of others above their own, even in times of hardship. Their willingness to share their meager provisions with those in need teaches us the importance of generosity and compassion towards others, regardless of our own circumstances. Lesson number two is compassion for others. Through their actions, Imam Ali and his family exemplify compassion towards the less fortunate members of their community. Despite facing hunger themselves, they do not hesitate to provide food to the beggar, the orphan, and a war captive who comes seeking help. This highlights the significance of empathy and kindness towards others, especially during times of adversity. Point number three is faith and trust in Allah. By making an oath to fast for 3 days upon the recovery of their children, Imam Ali and Lady Fatima, peace be upon them both, demonstrate their unwavering faith in Allah's mercy and providence. Despite their limited resources, they trust in Allah's plan and willingly fulfill their oath, believing that their sacrifice will be rewarded. This emphasizes the importance of placing our trust in Allah, even when facing challenges, and having faith that He will provide for us and guide us through difficult times. As a closing reflection, brothers and sisters, on this day of the month of Ramadan, this story of sacrifice and compassion within the Prophet's family highlights the power of selflessness and devotion. It reveals the profound impact of prioritizing others' needs above our own, inspiring a ripple effect of generosity and kindness. As we contemplate this narrative, let us internalize its timeless lessons of empathy and altruism, striving to emulate the noble example set by Imam Ali, Lady Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein, peace be upon all of them, and Fidda, in our own lives and communities. And as a final thought, and I leave you with this, in the narrative of Imam Ali's family, we find a beacon of hope and inspiration, transcending sectarian boundaries to convey a universal message of love and sacrifice. It serves as a reminder of the transformative power of compassion and unwavering faith, urging us to cultivate these virtues in our daily lives. Let us cherish this story as a guiding light on our journey towards greater empathy and service to others, embodying the enduring legacy of the Prophet Muhammad's noble family. May Allah bless him and his family. Until tomorrow and another day of Ramadan and our Ramadan reflections, we leave you with the words of peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.